Let's turn over to Acts chapter 10. I'll just read it. We've looked there many times, but it sums it up. Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil." So we find a lot of things there. First of all, he healed all. And all that he healed were oppressed of the devil. So, and he didn't interview anybody. He didn't question anybody. He healed all that came to him. Why? Because they were all oppressed of the devil, and he came to undo the works of the devil. Psalm 103, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Why? If you forget them, you can't have them, because they're received by faith. And you know, there's lots of folks who, if you go back in the history of their groups, have forgotten what their founders knew. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Who's that to? Whosoever will. Amen. Whosoever will. So does God's tender mercies, his loving kindness, his compassion, and his goodness extend to healing? It is virtually impossible. The reason we want to stress who is healing for, well, if you don't believe God wants to heal everyone, then it's impossible for you to have faith to be healed. If you don't believe it's God's will to save everyone, then how are you going to know it's God's will to save you? You can't. It's impossible. It's impossible to receive by faith what you don't know God offers. Impossible. Faith begins where the will of God is known. So it's impossible for virtually impossible for a person needing healing to know who God will heal unless we tell them. It's biblically impossible to have faith for healing if you do not know that it's God's will to heal you. You know, a lot of people have prayed for people, especially in the days of the healing revival. They would say, "Do you believe it's God's will to heal you?" "I don't know." "Well, how are you going to know?" "Well, like, if I'm healed, then I'll know it's God's will." I said, "Well, you're not going to get healed. God doesn't heal on that basis." Can you imagine praying, "Lord, save me if it be your will"? No. But everything from God operates the same way. Like Romans chapter 10. "With the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto." Unto what? Whatever the promises, all the promises of God are yes. God doesn't make it. "Well, now this one you have to do this, and this one is this way, and that one is that way." They're all the same. So always bring everything back to the known. If you bring everything back to how do you get born again, you can understand how God works. Because God only has one way of doing things. So I'm sure we can agree that no one could believe in their heart to obtain the new birth with nothing doubting if they were not sure from the Word of God that it was God's will for them to be born again. So it is with healing. So we want to convince you, just as we had to convince people that sickness does not come from God, we have to convince people that healing is from God and it's for everyone. Some people say, "Well, yeah, but what about if I receive by gifts of healings?" One of the 9 manifestations of the Spirit mentioned over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The fact is that if you are healed by a gift of healing, which would be by someone else's faith or a special anointing, the chances are very great that you won't stay healed because you didn't do anything to get it. It's kind of like the Bible says, an inheritance easily gotten is easily lost. I have seen that in my life. People inherit money, and then the devil inherits the money. They lose it. Amen? You know, give you an example. When I sold real estate, I had a woman that was in my Sunday school class that lived in a little tiny house that she was buying on contract from her mother for $14,000, about this distance from the railroad track, so it was not peaceful and quiet. Drove an old beat-up car, but she told me that she had inherited $250,000 not too long ago. I just thought she was alive. But one of my fellow realtors had been a banker, and he was the manager of a bank, and he was being transferred, and he didn't want to go, so he quit and was selling real estate. And this woman, she was in my Sunday school class, called me one day, and I don't know how he knew he was in my office. When I got done, he said, "Was that so-and-so?" And I don't know how he knew that. I said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, she used to have $250,000 in my bank, and she went through it. Said her mother had $250,000 and she started on her mother's money." Well, she had nothing virtually. She didn't even have a paid for $14,000 house. It's the same way with healing. If you don't get it by faith, you won't be able to hold on to it by faith because the devil will come to steal it. I'm going to read you something along those lines. This is really important. This is from Brother Hagin's magazine. It says, "You must enter the door of healing for yourself. Others can inspire your faith, so you go through that door. But no one can enter it for you any more than they can be saved for you. This is especially true concerning healing. But it also applies to any other door of provision open for you. Once a young lady was injured in an automobile accident and broke her neck and back in two places. The doctor said she would never walk again. After 2 years in the hospital and extensive physical therapy, she could finally swing her body along between crutches for 10 or 12 feet at a time. At age 28, she came to one of my meetings. She eventually asked me, 'Who's going to have faith for my healing, me or you?' 'Both of us,' I said. 'I have to have faith to lay hands on you for your healing, and you have to have faith to receive your healing.' 'Well,' she said, 'if I'm supposed to believe anything, just forget it.' And she never came back to any more of those meetings. 2 years later, I was holding a series of meetings in the same church. The young woman came day and night, listening. On Friday night of the second week, she came forward and stood in the healing line. She said, 'I've come for healing. Just lay your hands on me.' What a vast difference. Before, she was trying to get me to carry her on my faith. Now she was ready to enter the door of healing herself. I reached out my hand and barely brushed her forehead. She raised both hands and began to praise God for her healing. Both of her crutches fell away and she walked off totally healed. Whatever God has provided for you, salvation, healing, provision, and so forth, you have to enter through the door of faith. We can help one another. For example, another believer can come into agreement with you in prayer for your healing. Others can join their faith with yours. They can help to inspire your faith, but they can't go through the door for you. Neither can Jesus. Jesus said, 'Behold, I set an open door before you.'" In other words, he said, Jesus said, "I've done my part. Now you got to do your part." So it's vital. And the only way to have that kind of faith is to be convinced that it's for you, that God wants to heal you.